CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife were found to be suspicious enough to require a thorough investigation. That according to a search warrant filed in New Mexico. Hackman and his wife were found dead yesterday afternoon at their home outside Santa Fe. CBS's Anna Schechter.
There was an open pill bottle at the time of the search and a heater that appeared to have fallen. The detective that searched the home seemed to think that both of them might have fallen suddenly.
One of their dogs was also found dead. President Trump is meeting with the British Prime Minister at the White House today. Ukraine very much on the agenda, and the president's opposition to American peacekeepers there.
You're talking about a peacekeeping force. We have to make a deal first. Right now, we don't have a deal.
Trump also answered questions about the latest round of federal cuts and specifically the impact on veterans.
We take good care of our veterans, so we're watching that very carefully, and we hope it's going to be a small
of dollars in contract cuts after an uproar from veterans organizations. At USAID, fired workers have been given 15 minutes to pack up their belongings. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is there.
There has been a crowd gathered of some former USAID employees, some who are just supportive of the agency, cheering for those who are coming out of the building carrying their belongings, some in boxes, some in suitcases, some in those reusable grocery bags, and all wondering kind of what happens next.
The FDA has canceled a meeting of experts to talk about next year's flu vaccines. That's casting doubt on the future of that panel. CBS's Alexander Tin.
Every year in early March, the FDA convenes a meeting of its outside vaccine advisors. That meeting, a key step to manufacturing the shots in time for the fall and winter, has now been unexpectedly canceled. Advisors were not told why the meeting was called off or whether any meeting will be rescheduled for later this year.
The FDA said today it will still make its recommendations public. Applications for jobless benefits rose to a three-month high last week. Kelly O'Grady of Money Watch.
They spiked way more than economists expected. It was the highest spike on a weekly basis that was seen in 4 months. And specifically, when you dig into the data, there was a spike in Washington, D.C.
And the numbers could go further impacted when more federal workers are laid off and seeking new jobs. Mortgage rates have slipped to the lowest level since mid-December. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 98 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Two empty seats on the Racine County Board are empty no more. The sitting board members voted this week to appoint Jamie Hoffman to serve the 14th and Troy McReynolds the 18th. Hoffman is a former Village of Sturtevant trustee and president. He replaces Jason Ekman, who resigned in December. McReynolds is a former Village of Waterford trustee and takes over the seat vacated by Thomas Roanhouse. A Kenosha man who previously worked as a substitute teacher in several districts is now accused of sexual misconduct involving a teenage student. 32-year-old Alexander Pointer faces 14 counts of sexual misconduct by school staff and 3 counts of exposing a child to harmful descriptions. Despite canceling data centers elsewhere, Microsoft is reaffirming its commitment to Racine County. They own about 2,000 acres in Mount Pleasant and said recently they still plan on putting in the $3.3 billion data center. And the Thrive Expo is coming to downtown Racine this weekend, focusing on health and wellness. The event will be held at Memorial Hall Saturday and Sunday. There's more about what's going on at the Racine County Eye website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers willing to trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are taking offers to trade away defensive back Jaire Alexander. He was a first-round pick for the Pack in 2018. Green Bay has not drafted a receiver in the first round in over 20 years. Why not? GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, it's funny. It's never been like a philosophical thing we've talked about through my time in Green Bay. It's never been something, hey, like we don't want to take wide receivers in the first round. There are certainly opportunities we've had. We thought that was going to happen, and for whatever reason, it didn't. But at the same time, we've had a lot of second-round receivers that have been pretty good players for us.
NBA, the Bucks face the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez on defending Denver center Nikola Jokic.
But, you know, I'll be on the point of attack a bit, doing my job, just try to be physical with him, make things as difficult as possible as you can for him, and trusting I got my teammates behind me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today with high temperatures tapping the low 40s and winds becoming breezy. They'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour today and whipping up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. A few spotty sprinkles are possible here this afternoon and tomorrow, the same thing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Verlau. Currently, it's 42.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Dick Graceffa.
Hi, Kurt. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing well. Dick does high school sports for us. We're getting near the end of the high school basketball season, and you've got a big one tonight.
Yeah, we got a big one tonight as Westosha Central will try to grab at least a share of the title tonight with Waterford because Elkhorn upset Westosha Central last Friday night. So the best Westosha can do is share the title with Waterford, but Waterford wants no part of that. They're going to be out to win it tonight. Yeah. They don't want to share it with anybody.
Right. So give me the scenarios. What happens in each case? If Waterford wins, they win what?
They win the Southern Lakes Conference outright. If Wastosha Central wins tonight, then the two of them will share the conference title. And the first game at Wastosha Central, Wastosha Central defeated Waterford. So in no way is it a gimme that Waterford's going to win tonight.
Now, in each case, win or lose, how do we know how that affects the tournament?
Yeah, that's already been done. That was done last Sunday. They already did the seeding, and Waterford did get a number one seed, as I predicted. And actually, Wastosha Central, for having eight losses, got a three seed, which kind of surprised me, but they weight your schedule, and Wastosha Central played a very tough schedule. So again, in no way is Waterford assured of winning tonight.
All right, what kind of game do you expect?
I expect a close game like the first one was, and I think it'll be very physical game tonight. That's how Wastosha Central can beat them, if they play physical style basketball like they did in the first game.
All right, and broadcast details?
Pre-game will be at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 p.m.
All right, it's a good one tonight, Wastosha Central versus Waterford. And then is it next week you start the tournament already?
Yes, yeah. Next Friday night we will have our first game, and we will be at the Park Field. Olson Park will play the winner of Bradley Tech and another team that I've never really heard of before. So they'll play the winner of that game that's being played on Tuesday night. But that'll be our first game Friday night.
All right, very good. Dick, have a good call tonight.
Hey, thanks, Kurt.
All right, Dick Graceffa, I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand. Getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place, and the world will be a better place for you and me. Here, just wait and see, another day goes by. Children cry, put a little love in your heart. If you want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. All the world will be a better place for you and me. Here, just wait. Look around, and if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. Here, just wait.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
slowly towards the sun. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady,
and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 here on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars that we play every day. And some songs you may not have heard for a while. It's entertaining and educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Saturdays on WRJN.
Hurry into Menards and save big money on your bathroom refresh. Max has a great selection of showers, tubs, and surrounds. Max's U-Towel shower kits combine luxury with practicality. They have a sleek design and make installation simple. Save big money on Max showers. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Old Spice Swagger Body Wash will make you the MVP of freshness and confidence. With its irresistible scent, it will transform your shower experience, leaving you feeling fresh on and off the field. Pair it with Old Spice Swagger Deodorant, the number one aluminum-free brand that keeps you feeling like a Super Bowl champion 24/7 when used daily. But don't wait. This dynamic duo is available at Costco for a limited time only. Old Spice, official deodorant partner of the NFL and Super Bowl 59, where freshness meets football greatness.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Try to love one another right now.
Always on WRJN. We are proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County program. Every month, we're going to help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads, things like snowplow safety and emergency vehicle awareness. The program's aim is to promote safety. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Kenosha man who previously worked as a substitute teacher in several districts is now accused of sexual misconduct involving a teenage student. 32-year-old Alexander Pointer faces 14 counts of sexual misconduct by school staff and 3 counts of exposing a child to harmful descriptions. The Kenosha County charges stem from an alleged inappropriate Instagram message sent to a former student. Pointer had also worked at Nicolet Union. People living in one Racine County community are about to pay more for pipes. Caledonia residents face a nearly 12% increase in sewer bills starting March 15th. The village board this week approved an ordinance amendment raising the quarterly service charge to $190. Despite canceling data center plants elsewhere in the country, Microsoft is reaffirming its Racine County commitment. The tech company has scaled back elsewhere, but in a recent statement, they say they're still on track with the $3.3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. They own about 2,000 acres of land in the village. The coming parade of planets is explained at the Racine County Eye website. Stargazers have something to gaze at tomorrow night with an alignment not often seen. Go deeper and find out more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today with high temperatures tapping the low 40s and winds becoming breezy. They'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour today and whipping up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. A few spotty sprinkles are possible here this afternoon and tomorrow, same thing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Verlow. Right now, 44 degrees.
Going back to find a simpler place and time.
Takes that ride.
Oh,
this is gonna be
going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, a simpler place.
Whenever
of time.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It's time for I Fought the Law. It was on this date in 1977. Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones was arrested at Toronto's Harbor Castle Hotel after an ounce of heroin was found following a raid of his hotel room. Here's the Bobby Fuller Four and I Fought the Law on WRJN.
We'll be right back.
Home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And we are home to UW Badger men's basketball. The next game is coming up this Sunday. 12:30 is the tip-off, the pregame at 11:30, as Wisconsin hits the road to take on Michigan State. Hear Matt LePay with the call of the game this Sunday and throughout the entire season. Check out the WRJN sports lineup for the week on demand at WRJN.com. UW Badger men's basketball Sunday on WRJN. spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, you've been hearing us talk about it. It's coming up this weekend, March 1st and 2nd, this Saturday and Sunday. The Racine County Eye presents the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. It's going to take place in Memorial Hall. There's going to be home remodeling experts there. There's going to be energy efficiency experts, wellness practitioners, sustainable living experts, live demonstrations. It all happens this weekend, 10 till 4 Saturday, I think 10 till 3 on Sunday. $2 at the door, a non-perishable food item. WRJN is going to be there, too, with a live broadcast, so stop by and say hi. Want more information? Visit RacineCountyEye.com.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Mattress Firm's President's Day sale ends soon. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Local Timeless Hits, WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 28. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 52. Saturday, only up to 30.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump is hosting the British Prime Minister at the White House today to discuss Ukraine.
I think we've made a lot of progress, and I think it's moving along pretty rapidly.
We're focused now on bringing an enduring end to the barbaric war in Ukraine.
Prime Minister Starmer is likely seeking more assurances that the U.S. will help in securing the peace. CBS's Liz Palmer.
He is on record as saying the U.K. would send peacekeepers to Ukraine. Likely other European countries would too. So, for example, he might push President Trump to commit resources to support such a mission with intelligence, maybe air power, something like that.
There are a lot of questions surrounding the death of actor Gene Hackman and his wife at their home outside Santa Fe. CBS's Anna Schechter is following.
The affidavits that we obtained did not list a cause of death, but did